prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Today is Friday, which means I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo for our signature weekly show, Casual Friday, where we get to talk about the idiocy that is abounding in this world today as it relates to health, nutrition, and everything under that. How you doing, Elisa?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
So you sound a little nasal.
Yes, I am.
Want to tell us why?
No, I have a slight something going on. I'm not sure
head
what
cold.
It is.
Head cold?
Yeah, it's something, yeah. But it's not too bad.
It feels better today, right?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
I had a birthday this week, and I got a lot of nice, kind words and wishes. So I'd like to thank everyone for that on Facebook.
Yeah, that was nice, wasn't it?
That
birthday wishes did you actually get altogether?
Well, between Facebook and other avenue things, probably about 300.
That's more than I got.
It is not.
It is too. I think I got barely 200 birthday wishes. You actually outpaced me in birthday wishes. I watched it happen. I didn't want to say anything. I was like, "Oh my God, she has more fans in this audience than I do."
Well, I don't know about that.
Oh, I do know about that. I think that you're less annoying than I am.
That's funny. Okay, so
I think I'm getting what you have, by the way.
It's nice to be back on the air.
I got to get that water.
I kind of missed it. We have a lot of good things to talk about today. Carl is getting his water so that he doesn't get all choked up here. I want to talk about this Tom Brady scenario that's going on.
This guy can't stay out of the news, can he?
No, he can't. And, you know, for me, I like Tom Brady. I think he's, you know, he's 38 years old. He's, I think, the oldest quarterback in the NFL, and he's in great shape, and he's probably the best quarter. I don't know that he's the best. I'm just saying that he's really good.
Right.
I mean, look, they won the Super Bowl this year.
Right, right.
So, evidently, there's been some controversy about his trainer. They're calling him, his trainer's name is Alex Guerrero.
Okay.
And they said he's a glorified snake oil salesman. Evidently, he's really into holistic medicine. He approaches Tom Brady's training in a holistic manner.
Right.
As far as supplements and food, how he eats, and which is really how we approach things.
Everybody in this audience.
Right. The way he works out.
We actually pay attention to stuff.
The way he works out, blah, blah, blah. So the media has come out really against this guy and said that he's a glorified snake oil salesman.
But meanwhile, everybody loves that nut, Tracy Anderson, who has women getting their vaginas steamed and tells people don't lift anything more than a 1.5 pound weight.
5 pounds.
And Gwyneth Paltrow had osteoporosis while training with her, which means that she's not using enough weight. And I find it interesting that she is, you know, the love of everybody. Oh, she can't do no wrong. She's a genius. I mean, she's 3'2" and, you know, and 67 pounds. And she's like, oh, look at me, how fit I am. No, you're just a really small person.
So he's 38 years old and he's playing the best football of his career. And he says it's because of what his personal trainer does with him and for him.
Oh, God forbid you say it. Now, if he would have said it was because of his doctor, it would have been good. But go ahead.
It says here he has a quarterback rating of 121.5 and completing nearly 73% of his passes. And that's something that you don't see often at the age of 38. I don't know what those numbers mean, but anyway, so he had a Boston radio station on Monday did an interview with him, and he took shots at Coca-Cola and Kellogg's. And then, man, it was all over the news about how he was taking shots at all the sugar in cereal, breakfast cereal,
right,
and Coca-Cola, and how this article says he's doing a lot of things that he shouldn't be doing these days.
Right.
When in fact, people should look at Coca-Cola and think how terrible.
Yeah, but see, and you know what's really happening in the United States today? People are fed up on all fronts.
Well,
okay, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I guess the announcer called his trainer a quack,
right.
And he said that he thinks it's crackery what Coca-Cola and Kellogg's do to kids. Their advertising and how all of the advertising makes kids want it more.
Right.
And he's calling that quackery.
But see what's happening is, so the media is doing this, but you know that people at home are actually taking Tom Brady's back. Because they know that Tom Brady's telling the truth. He's willing to say what everyone else is afraid to say because they're afraid that they'll proverbially poop in their own Cheerios and ruin their own careers by telling the truth about these huge companies that have basically poisoned people and convinced people that their products are healthy when they're not. Politicians aren't saying this stuff. It's the truth. We all know that. Research shows that one Coca-Cola a day can shift your blood sugar level towards that of a diabetic. And these kids are drinking one Coca-Cola a day. That Coke is saying, oh, you can consume Coke if you do it moderately. No, you can't. 43 grams of sugar hitting your bloodstream is not anything that's considered in moderation.
Kellogg's countered by saying that studies have shown that cereal breakfasts are tied to lower body mass index readings in both children and adults. And they pointed out that a bowl of Frosted Flakes with skim milk is 150 calories of plenty desirable nutrients.
What do you think?
I think it's quackery.
Okay. So when most people hear that, even some of the people who don't follow the things we follow, they know that it's quackery too. And it's not going to work. What's going to end up happening is they're going to lose more and more business because people realize it. And now that Tom Brady has rang the bell, you watch. Mark my words. I said it here. Today is October 16th, 2015. Now that Tom Brady has rang this bell, you watch the other high-level celebrity types, whether they be athletes or actors, they're going to come out and do this too now. You watch. Because you know what it's like when there's a bully and everybody's afraid of the bully? My father taught me this. It's a true story. The first guy who punches the bully, then everybody wants to punch the bully. Everybody's like, oh, you could punch the bully? I'm going to do that too. The next thing you know, the bully's getting beat up all the time. These industries have bullied us. Bullied the media, bullied everybody into sitting quietly or run the risk of being sued, the backlash of their nonsense. And Tom Brady took a punch at them and nothing's going to happen to him. In fact, more people are going to like him for it. And watch what happens in the year, in 2016. More people are going to do this now.
Well, I say there's a reason why he's 38, one of the oldest and best quarterbacks in the NFL.
Yeah.
And it's got to do something with his quack trainer.
Yeah, the quackery that he likes to pay attention to.
Okay,
yeah.
Changing the subject a little bit, I want to talk about JetBlue Airline. So evidently, they have an urban farm at their terminal at JFK in New York City.
Right.
They set up a 24,000 square foot farm just outside Terminal 5 in JFK Airport, which is in Queens. It's set up on concrete, and they use plastic containers. There's 2,300 black plastic milk cartons bolted together, and the soil is mostly constructed of mulch made from composted food waste donated by the restaurants in the terminal.
Interesting. Okay, so go ahead. Keep going.
So my first thought when I read that was plastic outside, and that's not the only thought, but that was the first thought, plastic BPA.
Right.
Okay. So they're largely growing potatoes. They've kind of become known for serving blue potato chips. I've never flown JetBlue, but they're known for serving blue potato chips.
So in other words, is even the flesh of the potato blue?
Yes.
It is, right?
Because
we've bought some of those little blue potatoes before.
It
yeah.
is blue. So, they buy these Terra chips from a New Jersey-based Terra chip company, but they've decided that they're going to grow their own potatoes and serve their own potatoes. And then they're going to also donate them to restaurants within the terminal and local food banks. They're also going to grow a variety of herbs and vegetables, including arugula, fennel, rosemary, mint,
wait, I
got to
write
basil.
These down because I want to make sure that if I'm at JFK, I don't want to eat any of these. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And they're going to aim to have about 1,000 pounds of potatoes each harvest. The other thing I have a problem with, it's right there at the terminal.
Okay.
Where all of the diesel fuel and all of the fuel is.
I just looked this up, right? Okay. So you not only have pollutants emitted from automotive devices on the ground, but you have which is equivalent to crop dusting of spent jet fuel that's raining down on these potatoes. So I just Googled air pollution rate over JFK. There's like a thousand different articles that come right up. The first one was from the Daily News. More must be done about the pollution around JFK. The people who live around JFK have been complaining about the air quality forever. Now imagine if you're a blue potato growing right there inside the perimeter of JFK. Jets are flying over thousands a day. Hundreds of pounds of heavy metals raining down on your pretty potato roots. Then you have diesel fuel, trucks, grease, everything else, all of that. And you want to eat one of those potatoes?
I applaud what their concept is, but did no one even think about
that's a great
pollution?
Point. You mean to tell me that JetBlue is so disconnected with what's going on in the world today as it relates to the quality of food that someone didn't say, this is a great idea. Let's buy a farm in upstate New
exactly.
York and grow these things.
Mm-hmm. I'm assuming they're serving blue potato chips because it's JetBlue. But, and you know, we'll talk in a few minutes about the power of the blue potato.
Right.
But it shocks me that no one thought about that.
Really? No one in JetBlue reads anything other than the stuff about airline industry? No one else is reading, like, what's going on in the paleo community, what's going on in the food community, what's going on in general about pollutants and foods, and no one at JetBlue reads any of that stuff, says, hey, wait, this may not be a good idea. They may think the potatoes are blue because of all the mercury coming down from the jets that are flying over. Let's go upstate New York. Let's build it out there. I mean, I'm like you. I'm like, really? No one there thought there might be someone out there going, I don't want one of those potatoes.
That shocks me.
Yeah.
Well, so, okay. Well, but the
blue, it is what it is.
It is what it is. The blue potato, however, is something that we should talk about.
Okay.
They're a rich source of anthocyanins.
Okay.
Which we all know is an antioxidant.
Right.
The purple-fleshed potato and its extracts suppress early and advanced human colon cancer cell proliferation and induced apoptosis.
That's exciting.
That's very exciting.
Also, anytime you get into the different color potatoes, even the red potatoes have more amylopectin than amylose, and amylopectin is a digestion-resistant starch, right?
There's a current study out of Penn State University where the team conducted initial laboratory studies in which they observed the purple potato, the flesh extract. It suppressed the spread of colon cancer stem cells while increasing their deaths.
Yeah, that's the apoptosis part. That's really interesting.
They also tested the effect of the whole baked potato on mice with colon cancer and found similar results.
So really what we should just do is make a big thing of mashed potatoes using blue potatoes and then have an enema of it.
Explaining that as well as anthocyanins, purple potatoes contain resistant starch, which serves as a food for the gut bacteria.
Right, right.
And the gut bacteria can convert to beneficial short-chain fatty acids such as butyric acid, which
promotes ketone development.
A substance that regulates immune function in the gut.
Wow.
And suppresses chronic inflammation. So we all need to be eating a potato, a blue potato a day, or purple potato a day.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really, really.
Just don't get it from terminal number 5 at JFK from JetBlue.
Yeah, because it's blue for the wrong reason. It's a nice, those blue potatoes actually have a nice patina. They're not really blue. They just have a blue patina from all the lead and other metals that they've absorbed.
But the investigators point out that the portion size for human consumption equates to eating one large baked purple potato per day.
Yeah, that's easy to do. We're going to take a break. Just want to remind those of you listening live today that we will be announcing the winner of this most recent Secret Word contest. The winner will get a 3-pack of Livon Labs products, the lipospheric vitamin C, lipospheric glutathione, and lipospheric R-alpha-lipoic acid worth $160. And at the end of today's show, Elisa will pick a name at random. We don't even know who it is yet. We won't know until minutes before we announce it. Don't spill anything on your computer, Elisa.
Green tea went all over the place.
All right, let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
The smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds, and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid, and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back.
I like that song.
It's your birthday.
It's your birthday.
For last week. That's why we were off the air, because it was Elisa's birthday last week.
Okay, so I want to talk about something that we, in fact, may do this afternoon after, later on tonight.
Oh, boy. I better go home and take a shower.
Something I've wanted to try for
right
a
now.
While.
Right now, Con Santori Davison is cringing, because one day he sent me a private message, and he said, Carl, he goes, when Uncle Carl and Aunt Elisa start talking about sex on the air, many of us are going, ew, something like that. It was funny.
Okay, so we have a new salt cave that has opened up.
Oh, it's
and
pretty cool.
I've been wanting to try it, so I think we're going to go check it out tonight. According to...
Talk about its what it, its benefits are.
According to some of the studies,
right,
the salt therapy increases overall wellness, energy, balance, and immunity.
See, and I got a problem with some of this, okay? Because, okay, so I guess this is really a cave of salt. You're surrounded by salt everywhere.
When I first started feeling like congested in my head, I actually called there and asked if it would help. And she said that the salt would dry up the mucus.
But see, okay, so go ahead. What else
so
can you do
specifically,
for you?
Research shows improvements for individuals suffering from respiratory issues, asthma, allergies, sinusitis, congestion, ear infections, skin disorders, eczema, psoriasis, acne, cystic fibrosis, depression, anxiety, and sleep disorders.
So how long do you have to stay in there?
You stay in for 45 minutes. It's in a cave.
Is it dark?
Yes, it's in a cave.
This is awesome. Go
ahead. It's between 65 and 70 degrees. You lay down, you're inclined, so you lay down,
Reclined?
Well.
Reclined laying back or inclined leaning forward?
I
guess it's got to be like a recliner.
It's like a recliner.
Yeah, yeah.
And they give you blankets if you want them. She said you have to cover your feet. I don't know if they think that your feet will absorb more or whatever. You have to wear socks.
Right, right.
But
the rest of you is naked?
No, you just wear something comfortable.
She said
to make sure your feet are covered.
Like a jogging suit or something like that.
Yeah, or yoga pants or something like that.
Okay.
I was envisioning
myself with my five fingers and nothing else walking in there naked.
That's something Khan should cringe about.
Yeah.
It's not recommended for babies under 6 months, recent heart attack, post-myocardial infarction, yeah, acute stage of respiratory attack, or intoxication.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So this is what all the rage is about, the pink salt, right? Everybody's buying these salt lamps.
I have some. I bought two. And you took it out. I put one in a room for you and you took it out.
I started using it on my food. I took the light bulb out of it and I just started shaving it.
You did?
No, because I don't buy the salt lamp thing. I don't buy that at all. I think that's nonsense. But I could see getting inside a cave where it's all salt, because then the air is different.
It says being in our salt therapy room is equivalent to 4 days of relaxation on the beach.
Really? Oh, I want to go there today.
I've been trying to get you to go for a while.
That's not true. I said I would go. You act like as though I've been resistant. In fact, I'm the one who said let's go last week, and we didn't go.
They just opened.
During the week. No, this you wanted to go during the week.
Are we having our first argument on the air?
Yes, ma'am.
So anyway, so we're going to go check it out, and we'll report back how it is.
Okay, yeah. Do they have an accompanying pepper cave or pepper mine that we can go into to balance things out?
So moving on, now we want to talk about a new boom. I think it's like in L.A. and New York City.
Yeah.
It's not here in Kentucky yet.
Not yet.
We get everything like 10 years later.
Yeah,
isn't that what Mark Twain said,
when the world ends, I want to be in Louisville, Kentucky, because it takes 10 years for anything to get there. That's the truth.
It's a sound bath. Have you ever heard of a sound bath?
I'm guessing it's a room full of speakers that you go in and it has specific frequencies of sound that are supposed to be conducive to healing the body.
They call them sound baths. Excuse me. They call them sound baths because the sonic waves wash over you, rippling on your skin and penetrating your pores until they're scrubbing your mind of the stress, worry, striving dirt that builds up day after day.
Okay, I got some questions about this. So can you is it audible? Are these sound waves in the range that humans can hear? Does it say you can hear the
sound? Yes, you can hear them.
Okay. So there was a study done.
And they call them sound healers.
I this is not something that someone should do willy-nilly. Okay, I'm going to tell you why. Sound has been used to kill people.
Really?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, CIA, I think, experimented with it years ago. Those documents were released, like black and whites, from back in the early 50s. Subwoofers have been said to be able to produce. Now, this has been shown in a research study. Before I was even into science, I was still sick. I had this 740 Volvo with two huge 10-inch subwoofers in a cabinet in the trunk. And this is when subwoofers were so popular back then. And on the evening news, two scientists came forth and said that they looked at this phenomenon of people using subwoofers, and they started to research the effects they have on physiology. They cause proteins in the blood to cluster and coagulate and could lead to a clot. So I say this because sound waves of specific frequencies could do damage to the human body. I'm just wondering what sound waves these people are using. I don't think it's something that you have to, that you should just go, oh, this is no big deal. I mean, it's like being at a concert, you know, it's sound. It didn't hurt me then. So go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, they use bowls and, it looks like there's a, do you have that article open?
I probably do. Hold on a
it
second.
It looks like,
sound bath. Here we go. Okay. Hold on.
These little tools that they're using, it says it affects every part of your brain.
Oh, you know what they're doing? Okay. So they have tuning forks.
Oh, that's what it is, a tuning fork.
But they also have those metal bowls that the Hindu and the, what's the other one? The Dalai Lama. What is he? Dalai Lama is a Buddhist. They rub the edge of these bowls with a metal implement, and it creates this chiming sound, like a vibration.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like when you rub the top of a crystal glass.
Yeah. That's what that
something.
Is. That's one of those things that they use in that instance. And they have a bunch of other metal devices that are designed to create, and they even have tubes that you'd see in a wind chime. They have a gong. So these are probably the sounds they're talking
about.
Well,
it says while there's little scientific research on sound baths and sound healing specifically, more and more studies are pointing to the profound ways music affects the brain.
But see,
but
that's
different.
Thank you.
That's totally different.
Yeah, what goes in your ears and is translated to the brain is one thing, but having sounds physically upon your body, that's totally different.
Some studies have shown sick patients exposed to music reporting less pain, but that's music. This is not music.
Yeah, we already know music. I mean, I mean,
we've talked about good music when you want to work out, and that's to me totally different. Or listen to some classical music to calm you down,
because
or whatever.
Because that's influencing your brain. What they're making it sound like a sound bath is that it would influence your body. If the sound was directed at a part of your body, it would influence the physiology of that part of the body. That's different than music.
And I've read about sound therapy. I think we've even talked about sound therapy, but this
for
is different.
For depression and everything. Yeah, mm-hmm. This is different. This is different. I think they're using that research to point that this quote-unquote novel research of sound baths. A sound bath could be very dangerous if they're using the wrong
frequency. If anybody out there is listening to the show and you work within some auditory science, you're a musician or something like that, maybe you can speak to it. Email me at onair@superhumanradio.com. But the CIA experimented with sound. In fact, it was said that they used certain types of music to drive Noriega out of his palace, his the Capitol building, when they wanted to capture him. Remember when they captured? They had speakers facing his building from all angles, playing like bizarre sounds, and he went berserk. He couldn't stay in there anymore. So there's a lot more to this. You can't just kind of dive into
it
and go.
You have
this
to be careful
yeah,
with that.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, tropic fruit and raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today. Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. Hey, don't remember two things. Want to try the only patented buffered creatine monohydrate product in the world? Go to superhumanradio.com. Bottom right side of the homepage, you'll see Ask the Scientist. Click that and ask Dr. Jeff for a free sample of Crealkaline. And enter to win $160 worth of Only Goodness Inside deodorant, the only natural deodorant that's actually good for you to use. $160 value is a full year supply. You go, you click that banner ad at the top of our page, you enter your name and your email address, and bam, you're entered to win. So there you go. Okay.
So I want to talk about magic mushrooms, not Magic Mike, magic mushrooms and meditation.
Yeah. They're two very different things, but I could see why they're in the same article. But as someone who has openly talked about my psychedelic experimentation in the 70s, I mean, I did a lot of acid. I did a lot of shrooms. I did peyote. If something was a psychedelic, I was really attracted to it.
So in this article, they're talking about the correlation between what happens to you when you take
psilocybin
mushroom,
right,
and meditation mushroom. That you can get into the same state of mind with meditation.
No, I don't think so. You can't. And anybody who's saying, look, I know that Ram Dass is saying that because Ram Dass sells meditation books, but he did a lot of acid. And I met Timothy Leary, and we've had these discussions, to be honest with you, at UNLV. And I can tell you, as both a disciple of meditation and a guy who probably did enough acid to give 10 people flashbacks for the rest of their lives, they're very different things.
Evidently, they're using these mushrooms on terminal cancer patients.
Yeah, I think that's
great. To
help
them deal with anxiety of dying.
Yeah, because here I am as a cancer patient, sober. I'm dying. Oh, God, I'm dying. Now, here I am as that same cancer patient, tripping. Oh, man, I'm dying? I wonder if I'm actually going to be able to see, like, what it looks like. I mean, it changes everything about the way you look at everything. So I can see that. That's a lot better than giving them some sort of a psychotropic drug that's going to just knock them out and make them dead for 24 hours a day. Absolutely.
People say that it changes their perspective, changes the way they think about things forever.
So here's the difference between tripping and meditation in a nutshell. And this is actually a good discussion because we just did The Rise of Superman, where we actually, I asked him, do you think the fact that I tripped a lot helps me get into the zone faster? And he said yes. And both tripping and meditation help you get into the zone faster, into the flow. But here's the difference.
Okay, just let me say something. So when you're tripping, it closes down one portion of the brain that you use constantly, the one that says, oh, no, I'm going
to
be late.
Well, the one that analyzes everything to see if it's true or not.
And then it opens up the other portion of the brain.
That says everything is true.
Okay.
That says everything is true. Very, very different. That's the difference right there. So when you meditate, you may be able to get into, let's just call it, for lack of better words, the zone, right? But the zone is created, the boundaries of what you think the zone is created by reality, your reality. Like, so in other words, you can't meditate and go, I can walk off this building. No, that's not a thought you'll have in the zone because you're in the zone of the confines of your reality. Tripping changes the confines of your reality. It says, I probably can walk off this building and fly. Now, granted, you'll splat to the ground, But the point is that what tripping does and what meditation does do are very, very different things.
Well,
different
that's things. Probably not a good thing if you think you can jump off a building.
No, but there's a lot of people that don't jump off buildings because they still have some semblance of what reality is, even though they're tripping. And those are usually people who trip more often. Because it's the, in my humble opinion, from what I've found, it's the going into and coming out of the trip where the greatest value is. All the stuff you see in between, the bizarre things that you see in between that don't really exist, that's kind of like fun. That's like chewing gum for the brain. But it's getting going into the trip and coming out of the trip where you are melting reality and fantasy together that actually shapes the changes in your brain that can allow you to think out of the box later on in life. I think I've told this story on the air that something I saw in a trip was talked about as a breakthrough by NASA like 10 years ago. I was watching TV and what I saw was exactly, and I thought about what I saw on my trip for a long time after that. It was an optic coupler. I didn't know that's what it was. And then they were like, you know, NASA just came through with this breakthrough for 360 degree viewing using, you know, cameras. And it was this thing called an optic coupler. And it was exactly what I saw in my trip. This was in the 70s. I saw it in my head coming out of a trip one day. It had no, and it wasn't like I was thinking of something. It appeared in my brain. I saw it. I understood what it was doing, that the, I was able to see behind me, in front of me, to the right of me, above me. And I saw the device that was making this possible. I didn't go, oh, that's a device. It wasn't until I saw that news story about NASA's breakthrough that I went, oh my God, that's what I saw in my trip. Now, people are listening to this right now and going, you are just a loon. You're just making this stuff up. I'm not. Tripping is an amazing thing. I've had these discussions with Timothy Leary, and what the what tripping does for the brain is give you more access to your brain. That's what it does.
Does it make you smarter?
I don't know about that. I was always smart. Part of the fact that I was always smart made me experimental. But interestingly enough, they're saying, could tripping be the answer to a more spiritual life? And I say no. I say no.
Why?
Because of what I just said. The transition into the trip and out of the trip allows you to juxtapose fantasy with reality. And you realize, like, you become more critical thinker because you realize how the brain can twist things into fantasy. And you go, ha, 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 I'm not going to be fooled by that.
It says that physiological risks are minimal, while psychological risks are the ones you have to worry about.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, they. I think that if you take too much LSD, yes. You know, I mean, and I'm talking about they used to use LSD. LSD was designed for chemical warfare. When they would capture people and they want to get information out of them, they would just put them on a trip for 6 days. And they would just, they would blab everything and then that brain would be fried. That would be it. They'd never come out of it. That's different. But the average doses that people are doing when they do, you know, mushrooms or, when they do, blotter acid or back in the day, window pane and those kind of things, if you're doing one or two tabs of that stuff, you're not going to damage your brain to that degree.
It says here that there, people are experiencing similar states during
silent meditation?
What? No, during the mushrooms while taking
psilocybin
mushrooms to what they've experienced during meditation retreats.
The beauty about LSD that's made in the lab is it has some methamphetamine in it. So you not only have these you not only lose the grip of reality, but you're also having this rush of dopamine. So everything is kind of happy. I've always said this. I've said this on the air before. The worst part of tripping for me was how my jaw would ache the next day from smiling for like 25 hours straight. You're always smiling. You're always laughing. At least that's what happens to me when I tripped. And that part was from the speed in it. The mushrooms don't have that speed. It's a more mellow type of a trip, but you still hallucinate. And I have seen things during meditations, but it's not the same thing as tripping. I'm telling you, you cannot say that they do the same thing, because one expands your brain forever in the way you think and what the confines of reality are. You start to realize that you become a much more critical thinker. I'll put it that way.
Okay. So changing gears a little bit. I want to talk about two muscle preserving foods.
Can we take a break first?
Oh, okay.
I know that went longer than we thought it would. Usually my trips lasted a lot longer than I wanted them to as well. I remember coming home one night with my friend Vinny Albano. It was Vinny Albano. And we were out tripping, and it was raining, and I wanted to go home and get changed. And my mother had a card party going on. And I walk in, and she wants to introduce me to all her girlfriends. And, like, they all look purpley, and their heads were, like, misshapen. And when they were talking to me, they were talking really fast. And I know I must have had a stupid look on my face because my mother goes to me, "Are you okay? What's wrong with you?" I said, no, I'm fine. I said, I got changed, and I got out of there as quickly as possible.
I have nothing to add to this conversation.
All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
At RUI-products.com, we offer the most accurately dosed high-quality peptides and research chemicals for all your laboratory needs. RUI-products.com is one of the oldest names in the business. Find out why the scientific community trusts RUI-products.com to provide the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SUPER15 and get 15% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best. RUI-products.com for the best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information. Read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay, sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now. Do you want to take tennis lessons? You don't have to wear white or join a country club anymore. Play Your Court sends top-rated instructors to your local court so you can take tennis lessons right in your neighborhood. Visit playyourcourt.com/superhuman to choose an instructor near you and receive $10 off your first lesson or lesson package. If you have questions, call 301-575-6112 and be sure to mention Superhuman Radio to receive your first lesson discount. playyourcourt.com. Finally, a better way to take tennis lessons.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO healthy deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. Our old friend telomeres are back in the news.
I think that This is really exciting.
Yeah, it is. And I'll give you my opinion why I think it's exciting. I don't know that the technology that they're using to extend telomeres is so exciting. It's a genetic approach to change the RNA of the cells. But it does prove that if you lengthen telomeres, it does reverse aging from a cellular senescence standpoint.
So how do we go about doing that?
Well, there's lots of things that have been shown to extend telomeres. Intense exercise, astragalus, whole astragalus. You don't need the super expensive, you know, $85 for five pills extract stuff. Because it's not just the astragalocytes, it's the glycosides, too, that have an effect on
telomeres. Do you know the dosage of the astragalus?
No. But, I mean, some people have said as little as a gram a day of 10-to-1 extract of astragalus is effective. So I would take more. You know, I take three of those. I take the 3,000 milligrams a day. What this study shows, what the researchers did was they identified a protein that could be switched on by modifying the RNA of a particular cell, and that cell gave birth to an abundance of other cells, all with the same genetic mutation. And those cells lived an average of 40 times longer than the non-mutated cells, because now they're using that cell line to influence other cell lines. What they're finding, so they've done it with skin cells, they've done it with or that genetic mutation to influence other cell lines. They've done it with skin cells, and they showed that skin cells that have the genetic mutation, they reproduce perfectly, 40 to 50 times more in lifespan than the non-mutated cells, which means that these cells don't get old as fast. There's a lot more repair that they can do. I mean, it's just so promising. And the nice thing about their technology, they go, is it's a transient modification. It doesn't. So in other words, when you make this genetic modification, it doesn't stay like that forever. It stays like that for 48 hours, just long enough to make the telomeres a little longer. But then once it wears off, the telomeres start to shorten again. And they're saying that that's a good thing, because in the past, genetic modifications that were looked at to influence telomere length, they worked for once you made the modification. And so there were problems with cancers forming. Because if you turn telomerase on indefinitely and you have a cell that also becomes cancerous, then you have billions of cancer cells, boom, that fast. They just keep splitting and dividing and become immortal. So they didn't want telomerase to be activated all the time. They just wanted it. But what they failed to mention is, if you take supplements, they also only work for when you're taking them. You can stop taking them too and have the effects go away. So they made this sound like, this was a breakthrough. It's a transient effect. Well, if astragalus really works, and there's research that shows it does, then just take your astragalus at very, very high doses for 3 or 4 weeks and then stop for a couple months, and take it for 3 or 4 weeks and then stop for a couple months. You know what I mean? Same thing. Cheaper.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So anyway, but it is promising, because this shows that when you lengthen telomeres, you do effectively reverse the aging of the organism. And that is frigging exciting.
That is exciting.
I mean, it's not going to make your saggy skin go away once it starts sagging. It's not going to make, you know, some of the changes that have already taken place
reverse.
You know, that are effective of gravity, for instance. But what it will do is allow you to live longer without going further down that rabbit hole.
So, that is exciting.
Yeah.
So I want to talk about ursolic acid.
Yes.
And tomatidine?
Tomatine. Yeah.
Tomatidine
and ursolic acid.
Those are two muscle-preserving foods.
Compounds, that we've discovered. And so there is a researcher named Christopher Adams at the University of Iowa who is saying, look, you know, as people get older, they start to overproduce certain proteins that lead to muscle wasting, and you can suppress the production of those
proteins by using these two.
Ursolic acid.
Ursolic acid and tomatidine. Tomatiladine, I'm sorry. And that, but you know what he fails to realize? That unless you have high leucine proteins coming in, this does nothing. This does nothing. I mean, this is just one aspect of it. An elderly person needs to be getting enough protein too, so they have the bill. You know what these things are like? And I've used this analogy before. Let's say you have a construction company and you're the foreman. You show up every morning and the men show up every morning, but there are no bricks. There's no concrete, so you can't build a wall. So they show up every morning. They're like, oh, we're ready to do a job, but there's nothing to do. Okay, go home. Unless you have everything for muscle, you got the guys showing up, you got the foreman showing up, but you don't have any materials. The materials are the amino acids from high-quality proteins, not vegan proteins, high-quality proteins that allow these types of things to work. If you give elderly people these compounds in a capsule, but they don't. They eat 20 grams of protein a day. They're not going to see any changes in muscle.
And according to this, one in three adults suffer from sarcopenia.
Yeah, and why? Because they listen to the USDA recommendations that they should only be getting 60 grams of protein a day, and most of them are eating less than that. And some of them are eating a lot more than that. Don't get me wrong, on the obese side. But it's because,
but it might not be the right kind either.
Well, and there's other confounding foods in there that are causing problems. But the bottom line is, you keep telling people that protein isn't important, they start taking it seriously. And the elderly people have the hardest time with protein because of digestive issues. So, you know, oh, I don't eat steak anymore. It affects me. I can't eat it. I don't digest it. Oh, I don't eat pork anymore. I don't eat chicken anymore. You know, what are they eating? These poor old people, they're eating, you know, really cookies. Old people gravitate to carbs. They're easy for them to eat and chew and digest. They're not getting protein. So they could take all the ursolic acid or ursolic acid or tomatiladine or whatever until the cows come home. If they don't have the building blocks to preserve and build new muscle through protein turnover, they're not going to have any advantages from these things.
But the ursolic acid, it's in the peel of the apple, correct?
Yes. Patrick Arnold has a great product. We've used it. But again, if you take that by itself and you're not getting enough protein, it's not going to do anything for you.
But if you take it with protein, what happens?
It will help you build muscle a little bit better. So let's say your protein synthetic response, if you're doing everything right, is this. All that's going to do is give you a couple percent more. Just going to give you a nudge. That's all it's going to do. But that's all people wanted to do. They just want a little extra, you know, their effort
well,
to pay
okay,
off.
Okay, so what about creatine?
Creatine's different. Creatine's an ergogenic. Creatine allows you to work harder. It not only adds fullness to the muscle by trapping more fluid in the muscle, it allows you to get those extra reps out that then send signals to stimulate more protein synthesis. It does it through a different way.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But you need all these things. You need all the, if you really want to maximize muscle preservation as you age, you need all of these things. So,
Do we have time to talk about dandelion root?
Yeah, we have a few minutes.
Okay, so I know a lot of people use dandelion root tea
to make them go pee-pee.
Because it's a diuretic.
Right.
So, and then they also put dandelion in salads too.
Mm-hmm.
And they make wine out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So it does have some nutritional and health benefits, but it also has some side effects.
Okay.
It causes heartburn and abdominal pain.
So that means it makes the esophageal sphincter relax and allows the contents of your stomach to come out.
Well, they're saying here that studies have shown it increases stomach acid.
But that still wouldn't give you heartburn. You could increase all the stomach acid in the world. It'll still stay contained in the stomach unless the esophageal sphincter fails. And there are lots of things that cause the esophageal sphincter to relax. Chocolate. Coffee.
Ginger.
So I'm sure that this has one of those effects as well. Go ahead.
There are studies that have suggested that dandelion can help normalize blood sugar levels in mm-hmm. diabetic mice.
There's a lot of better alternatives, but go ahead.
Right. So, and they're just saying here that you should consult a physician beforehand.
Oh, yeah, because he knows about dandelion. Hey, doc, I want to ask you about dandelion. Yeah, no problem. Here's a prescription for metformin. Go home.
Yeah.
But I want to talk to you about dandelion. I don't want to talk about dandelion. Here's your metformin. Go home.
some people can have an allergic reaction to it. It can cause mouth sores in some individuals.
Ew.
I don't know. I've used dandelion root tea. I like it.
But as a diuretic.
Right, as a diuretic. It can cause a parasitic infection from if you get a contaminated plant.
Well, but I was going to say, but that's true of any tea or any coffee that you buy. It has the potential to be contaminated depending on how it was handled, and you'll end up with a soup of bacteria.
So if you're on
parasites.
Medications that may interact with some of your medications.
And why is that? Think about it. Because it's a diuretic. So the kidneys clear fluid out of the body. They embargo some metabolites to stay in the bloodstream, so they hyperconcentrate.
Well, that's in the bloodstream. Grapefruit does the same thing. It's a diuretic also.
Mm-hmm, yep.
It may hinder the absorption of some antibiotics. And medications like Pepcid, Zantac should be avoided if you're going to be drinking dandelion root tea.
Interesting. Interesting.
So
I just like to blow the little... little paratroopers off of it. I used to think they were paratroopers.
Oh, were all I know. Down. Oh, really quick. Oh, did you do that while you were tripping?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Studies suggest that dandelion may worsen side effects related to lithium.
Again, it probably embargoes more of the lithium in the body.
Well, I want to get back to lithium in just a second. I know we have to take a break, but that it may also affect... blood thinners. So would it affect if you're on fish oil, if you take fish oil?
Anything. Yeah. Or warfarin or any of the things that...
just really quick, too. There's a study on superhumanradio.com about lithium where it's safe and effective for children with bipolar disorder.
Okay. So, but here's the only problem. So when Elisa said this to me, I thought, well, you know, they're already giving them antidepressants and there may be some kids out there who actually need lithium. But the problem is this. As soon as they say something is safe and effective for a particular group of people, doctors automatically start prescribing. It's not like they go, okay, it's safe and effective, but I am not going to prescribe this unless, you know.
There's nothing else that
works.
Nothing
else that works. But what doctors more often do is they just start prescribing. Oh, well, this is a new arrow in my quiver. I will shoot it now. I've got a kid here that is, you know, pain in the ass.
A 7-year-old, though, on lithium, really?
Yeah, and you know what? No one's looking at the diet that's influencing the reason that he has his highs and lows that are being classified as bipolar.
7 to 17-year-old.
Yeah. It's sad. These kids, you mark my words. I'm not going to be around, but those of you young enough to remember my words, 100 years from now, 75 years from now, 65 years from now, we're going to have an effed up population because of all the brain-altering drugs that kids are getting today. It's scary. But nobody cares because they're making those big bucks at Big Pharma. And we don't have enough Tom Brady's out there to actually speak the truth without being worried about reprisals. We need courage. The only thing that's going to save us today is courage. Stay tuned.
Sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant.
I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid, and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. So McDonald's has a new marketing strategy.
I want to go to Colorado.
Lisa wants to go to Colorado for one reason and one reason only.
I want to go visit McDonald's and watch people smoke joints inside McDonald's restaurants.
Listen to this. McDonald's is brilliant, right? Weed gives you the munchies, makes you want to eat a lot of food, right?
Right.
People who smoke and weed probably don't really care that much about their health to begin with. I mean, not everybody, but most of them. So McDonald's gets this bright idea, and it's brilliant. They put in these overhead glass or plastic pods that come down from the ceiling and completely enclose you at your table. And
they're doing it.
They have a hose that comes off the top of it that goes to their ventilation system so that the weed you're smoking goes out of the building. So you can smoke and eat while other people sit around you.
They're converting the playland areas in 15 McDonald's in Colorado. They're going to convert the playland areas to areas where people can sit and smoke marijuana.
It's going to be real playland now.
Yeah.
Adult playland. It's brilliant. And nobody can say anything because they won't smell the smoke. People are going to get pissed off anyway.
Each facility will consist of 15 smoking pods in which customers can smoke a joint, bong, or pipe without being harassed or bothered by people who are offended by it. I would like to go and just watch people do it.
Like feed the animals, right?
Yes.
And they're going to get high, and then they're going to order 60,000 apple pies and sit there and eat them.
That's interesting.
Very good. I think it's brilliant. I mean, they can't get sober people to eat the stuff anymore, so they have to go up to the stone people. That's all.
Interesting. Okay, so I want to talk about a new study that shows that millennials are screwed.
Yeah, for a lot of reasons.
Yes. So There was a study that was published in September in the Journal of Obesity Research and Clinical Practice, which showed eating well and exercising, it does not go nearly as far toward maintaining a healthy weight as it did 20 years ago.
Yeah, and we know why. We all know why. In this audience, we know why.
The study concluded that a person in 2006 who consumed the same number of calories and exercised the same amount as someone in 1988 would have a body mass index that was 2.3 times higher.
Yeah.
The researchers involved in the study said it could be increased stress and lack of sleep at the top of the list.
Right.
Plus exposure to pesticides and industrial chemicals.
Bingo, go ahead.
Gut health issues.
Bingo, go ahead.
And an increase of medications like antidepressants.
Bingo. These kids are being, we're destroying a whole population of humans today with the, what we're doing with children. I know so many millennials that burp and belch constantly. They fart constantly. These kids are sick. They have gut issues, bad gut issues. I'm not kidding. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
And, I mean, on top of that, they're being exposed to a daily intake of harmful herbicides like Roundup in their food and glyphosate that's destroying the microbes in their gut, that's pushing them towards obesity, pushing them towards inflammatory responses that are inappropriate, destroying them. And then when the kids don't feel good, they don't sleep well. When you don't sleep well, you don't act right. You're depressed. Let's go to the doctor. He puts them on an SSRI. Totally F's them up a little bit more now. It's like, this is what I was talking about before. I didn't even know we were going to talk about this story.
It's like a it's like one of those hamsters on that wheel that runs on the wheel. It's like a constant, and they can't get off of it because
Monsanto,
nobody knows.
Monsanto, Pfizer, Merck, these companies are killing an entire generation of human beings, folks.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't realize that, then I feel sorry for you, but I feel sorrier for your children. I mean, this is disgusting. When are we going to have anybody in Capitol Hill? I mean, if we can see this, anybody can see it. I'm just an average guy. We're average people in this audience. If we can see this, as plain as day, if Tom Brady can see it.
Well, it's just like JetBlue. Why don't they understand that they shouldn't be doing that because of the chemicals?
I'm telling you, these companies don't give an F about anybody anymore. It's all about profits. And you know what? It's all about making Wall Street happy and making more profits. And we are really, really in a terrible situation today because nobody has any power except those at the very top at Capitol Hill and us. This is where voting with your dollars comes from. But it's so hard. It's so hard. How do you get the entire population to get this message?
Well, and I think a lot of the millennials, and you know, I'm thinking of a few specifically, they have no interest. They have no interest.
And I predicted this in a show. We talked about how they have fragmented thought. They can't even think about something long enough without being distracted by their flipping iPhone.
Okay, so I have to tell a quick story. So we went shopping with my niece and nephew. And my niece wanted to go to Lush. And so Lush is supposedly natural, all natural. And so Carl was in there asking the salespeople all kinds of questions. And my niece and nephew, I don't know if you noticed, but they were like rolling their eyes. And eventually one of them walked out of the store because I think he was like, I don't think he was embarrassed, but.
No, he was embarrassed.
Do you think so?
Yeah. So here's what happened at Lush.
But this is my point in this is that, so they're supposedly natural. My niece is buying all these things that she thinks are natural, and I'm trying to tell her that they're not, but she won't listen. So go ahead.
It had polyglycol in the bath stuff. So this nice girl comes over and she gives me the corporate speech about Lush. Lush only uses healthy things, all natural. We don't use any synthetic alcohols. I looked at her, I said, there's no such thing as a synthetic alcohol. All alcohol's organic. And so she stopped because she had to think, but, oh, they didn't tell me what to say to that one. So she went right back on track and she says, and everything we use is healthy for people. And I said, hold on a second. So I ran and I grabbed the body wash and I went back to her. I says, look at this. Do you know what this is right here? And she goes, no. I says, that's antifreeze. In what instances would I want antifreeze on my body? And she goes, well, you can go on our website. It'll explain the reason why we only use things that people need in these products. I said, so wait a minute. I have to go to the website to be told that it's okay to use antifreeze on my body? They're going to give me a reason why antifreeze is okay to put on my body? And then I went down and I said, look at this. Methylparaben, this has been shown to accumulate in breast tumors in women. Why would a woman want methylparaben to rub on her body? Why? What am I going to learn at the Lush website that's going to make me go, oh, yeah, I do want methylparaben. I want those tumors. I didn't realize it because I want to be part of the Lush army. Remember the one girl behind the counter? She started shaking.
Oh, she got angry. Well, I have to say, Timmy was looking, my nephew was looking at something, and I walked up to him and I said, what is that? He goes, you don't want it. It has antifreeze in it.
Oh, because he heard what I said. Yeah.
Because he heard what you said.
But you know what the funny thing is? These poor girls, millennials, by the way, they were told this stuff is great. Nobody, you know what? 100 years from now, we'll be able to remove people's brains and just point them at things and have them do it. They didn't want to hear what I had to say. The one girl started to physically shake because she was so angry, but also so nervous because I was asking her questions and she was going, I don't have an answer for that. They didn't tell me what to say. I actually would have to think about an answer. I can't do this. She was speechless. And then I finally said to her, look, I know these products are good. I'm sorry. And I walked out and that was it. This generation is lost. And I know that our parents said that about our generation, but it's not because of their personalities. It's because they have been completely co-opted in every way that is humanly possible. Their brains have been taken over with misinformation. Their bodies have been infested with poisons. They are lost. They are lost.
Okay, so there are just a couple recalls I want to... I'm sure everybody's heard
about
them.
No one in the audience is ever going to want to go shopping with me now.
I know, right? there's a Dole has a spinach recall right now in 13 different states. So if you buy bagged Dole spinach, you may want to throw it out or check online.
No, just throw it out. Just don't even take a chance.
There is fresh apples. They're Granny Smith's apples. Fresh green apples.
Really? So, like, anybody's green apples or from a
Del Monte, I'm sorry. Monte Fresh Produce.
So they have to have the little Del Monte sticker on them. And the problem is a lot of times apples don't have the stickers on them.
And it's states, Colorado, Kansas, Missouri, New Mexico, Oklahoma, South Dakota, Utah, and Wyoming.
They're serving those apples when you buy a McDonald's sandwich, a big meal, and a smoked weed. They give you the apple too. Here, have this apple. You don't care.
They
about
do it. Serve apples.
I know,
at McDonald's.
I know.
And then Medline Industries, acetaminophen. They shipped the wrong strength. Evidently, they shipped them in 500 milligram in 325 milligram bottles.
Oh wow!
So. But if you take I don't take acetaminophen, but if you do, you might want to check it out.
You don't want to be taking it. That's the truth. And especially after you drink. The last thing you want to do is take acetaminophen after going out drinking because you have a headache, because that'll literally push your kidneys and liver over the over.
Just take white willow bark.
Just tough it out. If you could go out and drink with your buddies and your gal friends, just tough it out. That's all. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. Prime Nutrition is proud to present
present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dyes. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
At RUI-products.com, we offer the most accurately dosed high-quality peptides and research chemicals for all your laboratory needs. RUI-products.com is one of the oldest names in the business. Find out why the scientific community trusts RUI-products.com to provide the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SUPER15 and get 15% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best. RUI-products.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Stupid. Big son, look sharp. Don't make me bring the big son. Get thought.
Lisa goes, what is that?
That song sounds like...
That is Dizzy Rascal versus Justice. Fix Up, Look Sharp versus Genesis. There you go. I don't know. I just play the music here. I don't know anything about it. Anyway, so what do you want to talk about first, Lisa?
I wanted to talk about wastewater treatment plants fail to completely eliminate new chemical compounds.
No. Duh. Really? Really? you tell me when I drink water coming out of my faucet is not just pure clean water like the water company told me? You serious?
The samples from the fish that they detected They detected these chemicals in the bile of the fish because they don't even find
the high levels in the water when they test the water directly, but when they test the bile in the fish, they find the concentrations. See, because don't forget, the FDA says a little bit of this and a little bit of that every day isn't going to hurt you, but what they never talk about is the accumulative effect of it being exposed to these things day in and day out. We're seeing it in the fish.
And they've found hormones, pesticides, alkyl phenols.
Yeah, yeah.
And what I found interesting in this study, they were talking about intersex fish.
Yeah. Now, this is not fish that have sex with their brothers and sisters. These are fish that have both male and female characteristics. And this supports – I haven't written this article because I'm afraid to write it, okay? Because I'm afraid I'm going to touch the third rail – and I'm going to be really in trouble with somebody. But I have been saying, and I've actually said it on the show very, very judiciously, so I don't sound like a kook, that the bumper crop of LGBT humans we have today is directly related to the amount of chemicals, pesticides, herbicides, and soy, and everything else that has a hormonal mimicking effect that we... You want to call sound baths? We live in a hormone bath. And so when you have, in the case of a human, the sex organs start to sprout within the first trimester. But the connections for the brain for sexual selection occur at the end of the second trimester into the third trimester. So if you have a child that... the plumbing has been created for this child to be a little girl in the first trimester. But then around the second and third trimester, the mom goes, you know, I think I'm going to go vegan because I want this baby to be healthy. So I'm going to pound down everything soy. And on top of that, it's sprayed with glyphosate, a known endocrine disruptor. I'm going to warm my food up in the plastic bowl in the microwave. And she,
EPA.
And all of a sudden, she starts getting, you know, phthalates, which act like androgens. She starts getting all these other hormones that are basically, the body looks as hormones, and the brain of the baby goes, oh, we're making a boy, everybody. I just got the new blueprint. We're making a boy. Let's get this brain straightened out. So now you have the brain of a little boy trapped in the body of a little girl. Oh, doesn't that sound familiar? Isn't that what these people say? And to the Christian community out there who keeps saying, they're not born like that. They choose to be like that. BS, man. Let me tell you something. I think all the guys in the audience and all the gals in the audience can probably attest to the fact that while you may have had a thought, you're not going to try to act on it because it doesn't fit with you. You're kind of repulsed by the idea of being with somebody else. You have to be wired differently to find joy in that, to find satisfaction in that. So they are absolutely... being affected by our environment, and they are born like that. Just like a kid born with red hair and a little girl born with big boobs later on, they are born like that. That little girl didn't wish her way to them, because if they did, the breast augmentation sales would drop because everybody would wish for them. They are born like that. These people are born like that. They have the plumbing of one type of gender, and they have a brain of another.
It says here that the treatment plants are not equipped to eliminate the new chemical compounds appearing into the market, and that's why they are discharged into our seas and rivers.
Never mind that. They're discharged into the sea. They're coming out
into
of your
our
tap.
Fish.
They're coming out of no, they're coming out of your tap. You're bathing in it, you're showering in it, you're drinking it, you're boiling your soup with it. Forget about the fish, the stuff that's coming, that's being residually run off and what it's doing to the environment. What about the stuff they can't get out at all and it's coming out of your water tap? And then it rides along PVC between the treatment plant and your house, so it picks up some more poisons on the way. What I've said on the show, water treatment techniques have not been improved in close to 100 years. But the stuff we've introduced into our environment is increasing daily. Daily.
Okay, so I was reading an article about, this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so mm-hmm. there's so much stuff out there about breast cancer. But one of the things I read, which I found very interesting, is that breast cancer occurs more often in the left breast as opposed to the right.
That is interesting.
It's more common in the left breast than the right.
I wonder if more women put their iPhone in their left. Because I see women all the time at the gym with their iPhone pushed down in here like this on the left breast.
It says here that oncologists and scientists are still in the dark as to why this is. Mm-hmm. One hypothesis is body asymmetry.
There is body asymmetry because the chest cavity is shaped differently.
The left breast
to make room for the heart.
On average, is larger than the right breast, so more breast tissue simply leads to a greater risk. Mm.
I don't know about that one.
So, did you know that it was called in the 14th century, it was called the nun's disease?
Yes, I did. I've heard that before, yes.
And it was called the nun's disease because they don't have children.
They don't have children.
They don't have children.
But also, nobody's squeezing their boobs. That's why, guys, you got to squeeze your girl's boobs to make sure she doesn't get breast cancer. You tell them that I said so. There you go.
There was a study in 1968 which found that nuns were more likely to die from breast, ovarian, and uterine cancers than the general population.
Well, think about it. We are job one is to reproduce, and then we have these crazy religious ideologies that say, no, you must be celibate. You must fight against the one thing that is in every genetic every cell of your body telling you to do it. You must resist it. How crazy is that?
There was a group of medical researchers in Melbourne, Australia, that have recommended nuns to take oral contraceptives to reduce their risk of reproductive cancers.
That makes perfect sense. That makes perfect sense. To shut off their hormonal milieu entirely. They probably fare better. But how about this? How about the Catholic Church stepping forward and going, the reason that we did the whole celibacy thing was because the Pope didn't want to give away any more property. And we know this from the Borgias, remember? The Borgias, the priest was still allowed to get married. He's the one who said, hey, I'm tired of whacking up my kingdom with your cousins and your nephews. No more priests with children. That's it. So it wasn't God didn't say, if you want to show me that you really love me, don't have sex anymore. It was the pontiff. Why doesn't this great pontiff we have today, who's so sensitive to everybody's causes, go, you know what? We made a big mistake saying priests and nuns must take a vow of celibacy. We're going to erase that. That was a lie. It had nothing to do with loving Jesus. That had to do with us maintaining the Catholic Church's wealth. Think we'll see that?
No.
Okay. Just curious.
One more thing real quick before we go to break. Pomegranates. Do you know that they say here that pomegranates are aromatase inhibitors?
I did not know that. But vitamin C is as well.
The urethilum, it's U-R-O-L-I-T-H-I-N, urethilum,
yeah,
B?
Yeah, okay.
I know, I've never heard of that before.
Yeah. But vitamin C is an aromatase inhibitor if it's taken in high enough doses. If you take 3 or 4 grams of vitamin C a day, it interrupts the cyclooxygenase enzyme, which is, by the way, a pro-inflammatory enzyme. And cyclooxygenase is the one upstream enzyme from aromatase. So anyway, anything that reduces inflammation will reduce aromatase, by the way. Anything. Aspirin. Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Super Human Radio. Don't forget, stay tuned for the end of the show when we announce the winner of this week's Secret Word Contest. It could be you.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant.
I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth. It dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today. Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. So let's stay with breast cancer for a little while longer.
Yes. You spoke about Tracy Anderson earlier in the show. I was going to bring her back up a little bit. Tracy Anderson has teamed up with the Breast Cancer Research Foundation to launch a campaign that's called Move to Cure Campaign. So this campaign is, they're selling fitness-friendly pink bracelets.
Oh, that's going to cure cancer.
Well, I guess the funds that they get from the sale of the bracelets go toward the Breast Cancer Research Foundation.
But how much of it? You know, is it better than what? See, these organizations need to start promoting how much they actually donate, and then you'll see a lot of them won't get money anymore. Like, if more people knew that less than 20% of the hundreds of millions of dollars raised by Susan G. Komen actually goes into research.
Well, so I was looking at this forum, and somebody on the forum says that 60% of the funds raised by Susan G. Komen go to research.
Well, that's a lie. We know that's a lie. You just have to. So here's the difference, right? We actually opened up their documented financial statement that they produced for the end of last year when we talked about that, and it's very, very easy. There's a line item there that tells where the money goes. And it says cancer research, it says. And when you take that number and you divide it by the total amount of money that they raise, it's less than, we said it was 14%. They're being generous now, saying 20. It was only 14% according to their financial statement, their profit and loss statement.
Was it Patrick Rogers that posted the
yeah.
on Facebook?
Think before you pink. That was great. There was somebody put on their counter at a store a pink flyer that said, think before you pink. Susan G. Komen donates only 20% to cancer research, and the CEO makes over $700,000 a year. Now, I'm not opposed to the CEO making $700,000 a year for running an organization that big. Don't misunderstand me. But when you call yourself Susan G. Komen for the cure, not Susan G. Komen for breast cancer awareness, not Susan G. Komen for let's march and raise money for breast cancer, you call yourself Susan G. Komen for the cure, then shouldn't the major portion of your effort be for the cure and not 14% of it?
And weren't they getting money from, like, Coca-Cola?
Oh, all the organizations that are actually that are linked to causing breast cancer. Yeah, yeah. Dow Chemical. I mean, give me a break. And that's another organization that's probably starting to feel the pinch because people are wise to them now.
So I guess the WWE, they team up with Susan G. Komen during Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Yeah, everybody.
And a lot of their sales go to the Susan G. Komen. So a couple Mondays ago, they paid tribute to several breast cancer survivors.
Mm-hmm.
And they brought him up on a stage in the ring and had, I guess, some of the WWE heroes talk with these women about their battles or whatever.
Their experiences with breast cancer, right?
Yeah, and someone by the name of CM Punk,
okay,
who was a WWE star, I guess, mm-hmm. in the past, he tweeted, if you're going to give money to a company that claims to raise money for finding a cure for cancer, please do some research. Komen is a scam.
Wow.
And people came out after
Where
him.
Have I heard that back?
People came after him in droves.
Oh, I'm sure.
And so he tweeted back, the truth is never popular.
That's it.
F all you crazy, and some more words.
Right.
Read a book.
Right.
And they were just coming out after him, saying that, well, when he was with the WWE, he, you know, was collecting a paycheck and he had no problem.
That doesn't mean anything. You know what I love about our population? When you tell the truth about something, they always want to qualify it. Like, well, you know, the only reason why, it's like the truth is the truth. You can try to kill the messenger, but once the truth hits your ears, you have an obligation and a decision to make of whether you're going to act on it or not. And those of you out there who hear the truth and stick your head in the sand, you know, it's your choice. But the rest of us can continue to tell the truth. This is nonsense. He told the truth. It doesn't matter if when he had a paycheck, he didn't say anything. He's saying it now. Yeah, it's not. Susan G. Komen is a big machine. They don't want to be disrupted. They make a lot of money. A lot of money.
So,
and they whitewash a lot of products. They allow companies to use their name to generate money, which by association gives them a halo effect. And you have, you know, companies like Dow and these other companies that are poisoning people, but because they give money to Susan G. Komen, you know, they're allowed to say things and use the pink ribbon, and so they're whitewashing themselves. It's terrible what Susan G. Komen does. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just going to change the subject a little bit. The USDA is set to release their new dietary guidelines.
That's going to be a laugh.
Well, there's a lot of controversy about it because they've already kind of hinted to some of what they're going to release.
Okay.
I guess from Fortune, it says the report, this is from Fortune magazine, the report's basic advice might sound innocuous enough. The American diet, according to the committee's report, should be high in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, seafood, nuts, and legumes, moderate in low-fat dairy, low in red and processed meat, and very low in sugar and refined grains.
Oh, they got that right. But it's still about, you know, they don't talk about there's just so much wrong with it. The government should not be making recommendations for how we eat. The government should not be making recommendations for how we eat. The government should not be making recommendations for how we eat, because they have a vested interest in us eating the crops that they subsidize. They have a vested interest in us allowing the companies that they are benefactors of through campaign donations and other things to sell us products, because they are compromised by that relationship. They are making, where's the discussion about eat more organic?
There's not.
No, of course
there's
not.
There's not.
And red meat is not the problem.
It's, well, no. There's somebody, it says here the American Meat Institute has set up a petition to petition the guidelines.
They should.
But it says, hands off my hot dog.
Well, that's the wrong meat. If they're going to lead with that, they're going to get blown away, because the hot dog is toxic. That's the last type of meat you should be eating. Anything processed. But get yourself a nice piece of grass-fed, grass-finished beef from your local farmer, and that will actually improve your health.
And there's no talk about sustainability.
No,
that's
no.
been kind of...
If you continue to follow the government's recommendations, you know, everything that they've told us has been wrong, and everything that they've told us has been a lie. Stay away from fat. It's the reason for heart disease. Heart disease is on the rise. You know, eat more grains. Grains are causing inflammation and diabetes. It's like, give me a break. Everything that they tell you to do is wrong. If you follow them, well, I guess maybe you shouldn't be around. I don't know.
And they also talk about sodium. You should stay away from sodium.
Well, to some degree, I agree with that, but not totally. That's a conditional statement. That's the problem. They make these statements without explaining the conditions of the statement. So, all right, we're going to take our last commercial break. We're going to announce the winner of this week's Secret Word Contest when we come back. We don't even know who you are yet. We're going to find out during the break. Stay tuned.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, tropic fruit and raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds, and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid, and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off Metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
See the thing about you that calls.
Well, it looks like we've been fooled. The story about McDonald's in Colorado opening up pods so that people could smoke weed while they're in the restaurant, it's false.
It's a fake story.
No, well, we got it from
Johan,
who lives abroad, obviously. But when we looked into it, we found other what appeared to be credible news agencies that were carrying the story. Only after Dawn Blanken, who is our fact checker on the show, really, she's a self-appointed fact checker, tries to keep me from saying stupid stuff, said, wasn't that a hoax? So I started going on to page 3 and 4 of Google, and I find an article in The Inquisitor that says it was an elaborate hoax. It was so elaborate that several mainstream news media outlets picked up the story. And several restaurants in Colorado, not McDonald's restaurants, but other restaurants, started asking contractors to come in and build these pods for them, too. If McDonald's was going to have them, they were going to have them, too. And in fact, even people on the McDonald's store level were upset and contacting McDonald's and saying, why weren't we selected for this new test? So a lot of people were fooled by this story,
including me. Sorry.
Yeah, so you're in good company. So there you go. So it's not true. You're not going to be able to smoke weed in McDonald's in Colorado. You will only be able to get heart disease there. Sorry about that. Okay, next. I want to pay tribute to a couple people who have donated money. So we have this new donate button on the website at Elisa's insistence. Because she said, you know, everybody else has a donate button. Why don't we? So we put it at the bottom thinking nobody
Carl
would see it.
Carl begrudgingly put it up.
I did. She was like, well, just ask Michael to do it. I said, Michael, would you please put this up there? And I said to Elisa, we'll leave it there for a couple months and then we'll take it down. No one is going to care.
No one will donate.
So I'm wrong. Janie Brachkovich, who lives in Dubai. I hope I'm pronouncing Janie's name properly. J-A-N-I. B-R-A-J-K-O-V-I-C donated. And so did a friend of the show who actually helped us with the Superhuman
Television.
TV, Steve Parente, who lives in Hawaii, donated.
And his birthday was this week.
Yeah,
happy birthday, Steve.
Happy birthday, and thank you to both of you for doing that. That's really sweet of you guys, and I don't know what to say. What are you, crazy?
No, thank you. They appreciate you.
And Steve lives in Hawaii. Janny lives in Dubai. I mean, how cool is this?
That is cool.
I know.
Okay, so there is one question from one of our listeners, Carmela Cierzo. Right. She wanted to know, is there a link between low or high progesterone and thyroid function?
Well, I know this. There's got to be a link because all of the hormones are linked together. We know that. But I think the link between progesterone and thyroid function are a little more clear in the area of fertility and infertility. So women who are hypothyroid tend to miscarry. And what they do with them is not put them on thyroid hormone, but they give them progesterone shots. HCG, which is a fertility drug, also used for the HCG diet, can give you hyperthyroid conditions if you take large enough dose. They usually give a woman 20,000 IUs in one intramuscular shot. And some women will experience what's known as thyroid storm. I mean, they'll hyperactive thyroid for a short period of time. So, yes, these hormones are interrelated because HCG mimics thyroid-stimulating hormone. That's what I was going to say. When you take HCG, it can actually help you have a healthier thyroid function. It can actually stimulate thyroid hormone production. So some women are using that nowadays.
And is that why they begin to lose weight?
Probably so. And that, well, what I think, and I've talked about this.
That along with the 500 calorie
a day diet. If you eat 500 calories a day, your thyroid is going to suppress because your metabolism is going to do what?
Slow down.
Slow down because mm-hmm. it wants to slow down. So if you take an external injection of something that tells the thyroid, oh, no, don't slow down. Keep doing what you're doing. Then you're going to burn body fat faster. But you're going to burn muscle, too. That's the bad thing about it. So, yes, there is a linkage between thyroid function, progesterone. I don't know if you have if you're hypothyroid and you're also low in progesterone, I would start out by raising progesterone first to see if your thyroid comes back. I hope that answers it.
Okay, we have to announce the winner.
Okay, hold on. Okay, I got to get the drum roll here. Hold on.
Drum roll.
Rick Pack sent in the correct word, which was resveratrol, these past 2 weeks. And we didn't know who it was. So what I do is I tell Elisa the total number of emails we got with the correct word. And I ask her to pick a number. And she picks a number. And I go to that particular email and bang. It's very, very simplistic approach, but very, very legit. And it's Rick Pack. Congratulations. Your Live On Labs products will go out next week. Well, there you go. Do we have anything else to talk about?
I think that's it for now. We have some really good shows next week.
Yeah, some really, really good ones. You're going to have to tune in to learn more. Or join our mail list. You know, people on the mail list get the shows ahead of time, so they know which ones they want to listen to and which ones they don't.
On Monday, you're talking with the jump rope guy again.
Buddy Lee's coming back. Buddy Lee has been traveling around the world teaching people about the benefits of jumping rope, like he did on with our audience. And he's going to be at the White House with the First Lady doing a whole jump rope course to get people moving. I mean, what a great way to do cardio, jump rope. It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. It is.
So he'll be on Monday, and we got lots of good shows next week. I sign up for our newsletter, and you'll automatically know what shows are coming up. How about that one?
Yes.
We'll see everybody next week. Thanks for listening.
Bye.